Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Hi, welcome on Delta FM on 19.2. I am a presenter. Today, we are welcoming three people who live in South Africa and an historian to tell about the relationships after the apartheid. With me, there is Miss Rose, she's an historian. And now, I'll let the speech to Miss Rose. She will speak about the apartheid.
Good morning. So, you know, from 1652 to 1994, there was a strong segregation between black and white people in South Africa, named apartheid.
What is the apartheid?
Apartheid is a segregation that white people did to be subjected to black people. Black people were servants of white people, so they had less freedom than white people.
So how has it improved until now?
The state of the country has improved mainly thanks to Nelson Mandela, who fought to defend human rights in South Africa. He did a peaceful revolution to fight against segregation. He was condemned to spend half his life in prison in 1964. But in 1919, he was released. In 1993, he received the Nobel Peace Prize. He also was the first black president of South Africa in 1994.
This is thanks to Nelson Mandela that inter-ethnic relationships improved.
Yes, for the most part, he fought for people from different countries to live in peace in a single country of South Africa. For example, he wanted a public place to be obtained for black and white people, mixed schools.
Today we call South Africa the Rainbow Nation. What are its origins?
The origin of the name Rainbow Nation has the rise of Nelson Mandela in 1919, the abolition of apartheid laws in June in 1991. The flag was changed in 1994, but also another result on the new laws by the white population on 17 March 1992. But the peace between different people in the country too.
Today, many foreign populations live together without any difficulties.
Actually, it is still hard for people of different races and ethnic to live together. But after the segregation, it's a bit better.
Well, thank you, Miss Rose, for your information.
You're welcome. Thank you to invite me.
And now, with me, there are Kim Yoon-ji, who lives in South Africa for 13 years, and Dina Kalawekala, who was born there. They will debate and speak about the relationships in different ethnics in South Africa nowadays. I led the speech to Miss Kim, and she's going to talk about her life in South Africa after and before the apartheid.
Hello, thank you for having me. So, I came with my family when I was 1 year old from North Korea to flee the regime. I knew the segregation during my life still, oh, it was awful, because I'm a Korean and I'm different to white people who had the power of the country. They were afraid of the black domination. After the apartheid, everybody thought that the relation between the different ethnic groups would be better. I think the life still is really better than before the apartheid. Thanks to Nelson Mandela, the apartheid ended. I can go out without being persecuted by white people and being forbidden to go somewhere reserved for white people.
All right. White people installed segregation laws in 1948, when the National Party was elected by the white people only. And, Dina, what are your opinion about this?
I'm not okay with that. I totally disagree with her. Nowadays, black and colored people are too poor and can't move on the city. We are isolated. Also, Koreans have the reputation to be a good and hard worker, instead of the black South African who just exist in this country by their passport. For me, the apartheid is always present in South Africa. After 1994, inequalities between black and white people increased.
Oh, so what's your job, Dina?
Me, I'm a housewife. Nowadays, there are already 49% of black people who live less than $2 per day.
Oh, it's horrible.
For example, the unemployment rate of black is 20.6% against 4.9% for white people.
And you, Yunji?
I'm a secretary, but in my work, I don't talk with other ethnic people if I don't need it.
Yes, it's true that at work, the different groups don't mix between them. The racial and social segregation stays strong in the poor city.
Yeah, the rich are richer and the poor are poor.
And like the black or the poor people in general, they stay poor and our social position are lagged during apartheid. Former white neighborhood or nowadays rich neighborhood that consolidated inequalities.
The but of the politic after the apartheid is not to decrease the segregation in the people. However, there is an improvement in school.
Yes, my first child was born during the apartheid and he couldn't go to school because there weren't enough teachers for black people. Fortunately, he was just 7 when the apartheid took end. So after he can't go to school, so now he's secretary. I'm proud of him.
Very well. I think we mustn't forget the beautiful speech of Nelson Mandela when he was elected, who spoke about the end of apartheid, it's a future improvement, and freedom between people.
The time for the healing of the wounds has come. The moment to bridge the chasms that divide us has come. We pledge ourselves to liberate all our people from the continuing bondage of poverty, deprivation, suffering, gender, and other discrimination. We commit ourselves to the construction of a complete, just, and lasting peace. We understand it still that there is no easy road to freedom. We must therefore act together as a united people for national reconciliation, for nation building, for the birth of a new world. Let there be justice for all. Let there be peace for all. The sun shall never set on so glorious a human achievement. Let freedom reign.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you, Dina and Yunji, to have been with us today. It was very useful for us to learn more about this subject. Now, the program Take Hand will be back tomorrow at 10, and we are thankful for your listen.
MID. Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.